In this bulletin, a verdict expected soon in the United States in the trial of a former policeman, Derek Chauvin. Three mass COVID-19 vaccination hubs are set to open in Melbourne today. And in sport, UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson opposes plans for a new European Football Super League. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. Jurors in the United States have reached a verdict in the trial of a former police officer charged over the death of George Floyd. George Floyd died after Derek Chauvin had his knee on his neck for at least 7 minutes during an arrest. The verdict is expected to be announced in court in the next hour. Victoria is increasing its vaccine rollout with the opening of three vaccine hubs in Melbourne. Anyone over 70 will be able to arrive with or without making a booking as part of a Phase 1A and 1B of the rollout. Europe's drug regulator has found a possible link between Johnson & Johnson's COVID-19 vaccine and rare blood clotting issues in adults who've received doses in the United States. The European Medicines Agency has announced its safety committee had concluded that a warning about unusual blood clots with low platelets must be added to the vaccine's labels, as it's also required of the AstraZeneca vaccine. Dr. Sabine Strauss is the chair of the agency's Risk Assessment Committee.
The PRUC has concluded that there is a possible link between the occurrence of these blood clots combined with the low levels of blood platelets, thrombocytopenia, and the vaccination with the COVID-19 vaccine, Janssen. The product information will be updated to reflect this information and will include a warning and an update of the side effects.
India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi has warned the country to show restraint. There's an explosive surge in the number of COVID-19 cases in India over the last month, with a seven-day average of more than 200,000 cases per day. Chad's president, Idris Deby, has died while visiting troops on the front line of a fight against northern rebels, just a day after he was declared winner of the presidential election. His son, Mohamed Kaka, has now been named interim president by a transitional council of military officers. To sport, UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson is opposing plans for a new European Football Super League. He's likened it to a cartel. He said he'd work with England's national football associations to counteract the initiative and didn't rule out seeking a legislative solution if that failed.
Our first step is clearly to back the football authorities in this country, the FA Football Association, the Premier League, in the steps that they're taking to counteract this initiative. But be in no doubt that we don't support it and support the creation of this European Super League. I think it's not in the interests of fans. It's not in the interests of football. How can it be right to have a situation in which you create a kind of cartel that stops clubs competing against each other, playing against each other properly?
Meantime, FIFA President Gianni Infantino has also said his organisation strongly disapproves of plans for a European Super League. He's warned the breakaway clubs will have to live with the consequences of their choice after 12 of Europe's top clubs launched the breakaway Super League on Sunday.
If some elect to go their own way, then they must live with the consequences of their choice. They are responsible for their choice. Concretely, this means either you are in or you are out.
Well, now today's weather. Perth, sunny and 26 degrees. Adelaide, possible late showers, 18. Partly cloudy in Melbourne, 15. Similar for Hobart, also 15. Grey skies in Canberra, 17. Mostly sunny in Wollongong with morning showers, 19 degrees. Sunny for Sydney, 22. Newcastle, also sunny, 23. Sunny for Brisbane and 23 degrees. Cairns, rain and 28. And Darwin, cloudy and 33. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.